Now he begins to move out here, and we have a declaration concerning Jehovah our God. And it's in his relationship to man, of course. Notice this, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Now, I'm of the opinion here, and I find I disagree with many people here. This speaks of the kingdom age, way out yonder, as we said at the beginning, even in eternity. And I'd be very frank to say that this refers to physical disease as well as spiritual disease. And he's made it very clear that in the kingdom age, what he would do, he says, and the inhabitant shall not say, I'm sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. And that's Isaiah 33:24. May I say to you, my friend, I hear people say, well, many of these faith healers today, they emphasize salvation. I don't think they emphasize it. They put it on like a caboose to a healing service. Now, I've never been to them, but those that go tell me that at the end, they always give an invitation to accept Christ. My friend, there can be no healing until your sins are forgiven. Disease is the result of sin, and the sin question must be settled first of all. He was delivered, actually, for our offenses. He was raised for our justification. And until that takes place, then I personally do not think that there is that forgiveness that we hear so much about today. And I believe that is the thing that Peter was talking about when he quoted from Isaiah 53 in 1 Peter 2. He says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Healed of what? Your sins, my friend. That is the important thing, the all-important thing. Now, as you move down into this, he says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. And by the way, before we move away from that, we ought to recognize the fact that many of God's choicest servants have been sick and never been healed in this life, not even up to their dying day. Paul the Apostle was one. And if anyone should have claimed healing, seems to me like he should have, but he had a thorn in his flesh, which apparently was eye trouble. Fanny Crosby, sick to her dying day. And John Milton, that great singer of Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained. He was a man who was blind. Helen Keller. What about these, friends? You mean to tell me today you have the audacity to say that you can claim healing and there's something wrong with you if you don't have it? It's wonderful if you get healing, but let's understand one thing. God's choicest servants never have experienced that at all. Now, this is a very wonderful section that deals with our God. And we're told here, he satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I was very much amused at seeing a faith healer on TV. I was shocked. Pictures I'd seen, she looked like a high school girl. What I saw on TV was not a high school girl. He had not renewed thy youth. And my friends, that'll take place in a millennium. In fact, I got a new body coming to me. Don't have it yet. I'm going to get it someday. Now, will you listen to this? The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. That's verse 6. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. You see, God made his way known to Moses, but all that the children of Israel saw, they just saw the miracle. They didn't understand. There are a lot of folk like that today in the church. They recognize certain truths, but they don't enter into the way of God, of how important that is. And the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy, And mercy is what we need today. We need that above everything else.